Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Don't forget to check out drjohnb.com. Just once, I wish Dr. Braccio would come on and say, you know what, Tony, man, I'm tired. I don't feel like talking to you today. I'm in a bad mood, but I know that's not going to happen.
Well, today is not that day, Tony. I might happen to be in a good, buoyant mood of summertime and Olympics time. I feel bad for what happened to the Weber, you know, young woman, but, you know, she's had a great run, and hopefully good things are still ahead of her.
You know, speaking of Jordan Weber, we've watched the emotion, the disappointment, the hurt, the pain that she was feeling in pictures and in video. It seems like she's recuperated from that. Talk about coming back from something as heartbreaking as this. When you've been working on something for 4 years, you've got one moment to get it done, and you don't. How do you get over that, Doctor?
Well, first of all, she's a champion and has the heart of a champion, the endurance of a champion. She's worked like a champion. And when something like this happens, there's no question, Tony. It's devastating. You live with it the rest of your life. But part of being a champion is being able to deal with something like this. In order to even have the courage, stamina, call it what you will, to be on such a stage makes you quite a unique individual. So on the one hand, devastating, horrible, but clearly she is the type of person who will just get back up and is going to look to the future and look to things that she can do. And she's going to have a lot to do with, I'm sure, helping this team do all that they can do to win a gold medal.
It's interesting to have been around her. I've been around her. You could just feel the vibe that she is pretty tough. But as she was expressing that disappointment and that pain and that emotion and that I spoke of, Dr. John, I almost saw it as her just getting that out of her system, getting rid of it so she could move forward.
Well, I think that's what she's doing. If you back off, go into, you know, a hut and disappear, it's even worse because you eventually have to get over this. But she's pretty quite gracious. You know, she cried. She was really upset. But that was appropriate for the moment in terms of what happened. And talking now in terms of trying to be supportive of the team, she will behave like a champion. Part of a champion is losing like a champion and winning like a champion, because you can't win everything. Regardless of how good you are, you're going to run into a moment. She just ran into one of those moments where someone had an exceptional set of circumstances for her, and she just slipped on a few points. Tony, until you get to heaven, my mother's old statement, these are things that happen. But she is a champion, and she will behave like a champion.
How do we remain an eagle when working and living in a world of ducks? What do you mean by that?
You look at life, a lot of people are underemployed, a lot of people have high ambition, and a lot of people are in no position to control the environment, other than themselves, of course. And if you find yourself working with people that feel they've hit their threshold, or they have no desire to do more, or they're kind of in this position, they say, wow, I'm glad to be here, or this is where I am. And if you don't watch out, that's going to become your level of achievement. What you have to do in terms of eagle thinking, if you will, is you always have to try to do your best. Be at your peak. Always be learning. Always looking around and analyzing how things can be done better. Because in order for you to get out of it, we'll call it Duckville, in order to get out of Duckville, you're going to have to be working at your eagle best. And this is hard to do, Tony, because you're going to find anybody, and most people have been in these circumstances, where they've spent a certain amount of time, where they don't have a lot of power, if any. They have to effectively work with people, and not bad people, but work with people that don't really aspire to great things or higher achievement. And they have to maintain an edge of doing their best, trying to do their best, and also doing it in a way without alienating the people around them that may think they're trying to be better or behave in a better way. It's really a pretty tricky, difficult thing to do for many people, but it's something, if you really want to get ahead, you have to hone your skills, you have to work to be your best, you always have to keep your attitude up at learning and moving forward in life.
So there's got to be a method to getting this done, to remaining an eagle. How do I do that?
Well, I think a lot of it, most of it really gets to attitude. You have to get up every day. You have to say, I'm going to be my best. I'm going to learn all that I can do. I'm going to hone my skills to be the best that they can be. I'm never going to stop doing this. And that's what you do. And you live your day that whole day, and you enjoy it, and you thrive on it, and you move forward, and you do your best. And eventually, you will go somewhere else. You will find another opportunity. You will change the system you're in, or you'll end up running the system. It's not an easy thing, though, Tony, because if you're around people that don't aspire to the same things you do, you're going to have trouble every day keeping your skills honed and trying to do your best. But you can't give up, and ultimately, if you control what you think about, you control what you do, and if you control what you do, you can choose to be excellent, be the best that you can be, move forward, and be an eagle. That would be my view, and I think it's true. And you're going to see successful people. You're a successful person. You try every day to fill your 3 hours with information that's interesting to you and useful and helpful to the community. That's part of being successful.
You know, it's hard, Dr. B, because I'm sure a lot of folks are trying to get a lot done in a few in so little time. When you're trying to work and be successful, you got to work extra hard. You want to take care of your body and get in there and get a workout. You want to spend time with your family and your kids, and you want to do stuff in the community. Trying to squeeze it all in can just be a load.
Yes, it can, and that's again, where we have to get some balance in our life. You know, we can't be all work or all play or this type of thing. But we have to look. We have family. We have spirituality, if we have that, in terms of commitment to work, to community. These are all the things that we have to kind of be juggling. And the successful life is when a person is able to plan and do that. And that doesn't mean there aren't going to be some 12, 15, 20-hour days even. But it's overall getting balance and making sure we're meeting the needs and keeping our priorities in line. Because clearly family, particularly children, don't ask to come into the world, and we certainly have a priority there. When I talk about eagle, that also relates to parenting and doing all we can to enhance the people that have come to us, and we're here to offer them opportunities and give them the tools, if you will, to move forward and join the eagle world, Tony. That's all part of life.
You got to fill other people's buckets, indeed.
Yes, we do.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Check out drjohnb.com. John, have a great day.
Same to you, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.